AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Roads are open again in Buffalo, New York, as the city continues the long process of digging out from a massive winter storm. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar says the number of dead from the storm is up to 39. Many people are still unaccounted for.
They're missing, and we do have still John Doe's. And eventually those family members are going to find out the worst news possible. And to those who've lost a loved one, once again, you have my deepest condolences and sympathies, and we stand with you at this tragic time of your life.
Southwest Airlines is still struggling to recover from recent winter storms. More than 2,000 Southwest flights have been canceled today. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has withdrawn a subpoena for former President Donald Trump. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
The January 6th committee had voted in October to subpoena Donald Trump, demanding testimony and documents to help investigate his role as a central player in the insurrection. Then Vice Chairwoman Liz Cheney said they were obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion. A month later, Trump sued the panel. And now the committee's wrapping up its work, preparing to dissolve next week with the House flipping from Democratic to GOP control. In a closing letter, the committee chair says they will no longer be able to pursue the information in the subpoena. Trump's lawyer says the committee waved the white flag of surrender, and the former president called the lawmakers, quote, thugs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A recount has confirmed Democrat Chris Mays narrowly won the Arizona Attorney General's race, one of the closest elections in state history. Russian missiles hit Ukraine in the biggest wave of strikes in weeks, damaging power stations and other critical infrastructure in Ukraine. Iran approved a new head of its central bank after the currency crashed to its lowest level ever against the dollar. This is AP News. The Vatican says Pope Emeritus Benedict is lucid, conscious, and stable, but his condition remains serious. More from the AP's Karen Chamas.
The update comes a day after the Holy See revealed that the 95-year-old's health had deteriorated recently. Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Malka wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
We don't know exactly if he's going to die in the next hours or not. Because when you are 95, of course, you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.